exploiting their own to get the big money.
Right. Absolutely.
You understand? And
sure.
I can tell you, you could tell it's student them that in the university, just what happening in Lebanon and Israel and things, you're going to happen around here soon because people is getting angry, disturbed with
what
this
about,
kind of hypocrisy.
Okay, well, just talk some more about that. That's interesting.
In life, everything has a season. A time to born, a time to die. You are experiencing it today with the big corporation in America. They figure that the government must protect them because they provide work, they provide jobs, and they make money and contribute to certain aspirants and things like that. When the common man is getting the squeeze and nobody seems to be looking out and putting these people to justice. Well, it's something I like about justice. Some people feel after they reach a certain way in life, they are above the law. The law cannot touch them. But Mr. Justice don't stop nowhere for nobody. So if the law can't touch them, you got a man out there, like Ben Laden or one of them, don't come and hit them real hard and make them what time of day it is. And this is it's changing in the world today. It's no more. You're going to hold a man. You could remember when we were slaves. The master used to hold a whip to keep us in line.
Sure.
Now you give us freedom. Why are you going to keep us in line with your heavy penalty tax and high cost of living?
Okay.
Somebody going to get angry and mad.
To what extent do you think that Bradshaw helped improve things?
A lot of way. Yeah. I wish he was here.
Talk about that a little bit, would you?
He himself didn't finish school. He went to work at the sugar factory as an apprentice in the machine shop. And he got hurt one day. And when he was looking for good compensation, it was a lot of hypocrisy. Because of that, that motivated him to join the Sinkist Labor Union. At the time, it was running by a man, from what I heard, I read from Sandy Point. And he worked his way into the union, and he worked his way right up till he become second in command. And then when he reached that part, he established the Labour Party. And when he doing that, establishing the Labour Party and being second in command of the union, eventually he finally get to be the head. And in that,
what year was that about when he got to be the, when he really became the leader?
About 1958.
So he was in command.
In command of the government at the time.
No, I don't mean the government, but of the union. For 20 years, though.
For
he was in.
For more than that. More than that.
Is that right?
It was before that?
Before
50?
In the late 40s.
Remember in the late 40s, 45 and thing was Second World War? Okay, I think from when my father them tell me what just after.
Right after the war. Right after the war.
48. Yeah. He was leader of the union.
Okay, 48 strike.
Did he call?
And the World War done what? 40, 45, 46?
Yes.
Okay, so wait in the region only.
Yeah.
However, whatever he did today, right now we have independence. And we, like I tell you, say we're changing from a monoculture to an infrastructure. Our labor department do not have a format or bylaws to work from. It's just the laws that he, Bradshaw, set up after, you must remember, we was in slavery. From slavery to statehood. From statehood to independent. There was no flow of bed of roses between there. There was no flow of money and development in our infrastructure. And he fought to statehood. He didn't take us into independence.
Yeah, okay.